in his hotel room. He got charged for theft, larceny of the fruit of the loom. Pussycat was a lucky charm for Tiger Woods. Since his wife raised the alarm, he can't play good. If a man in the breeding business is money like sand, the line Juliana cap that will bring millions.
Get a little pussy and learn him. Leave it overnight, get to befriend him. If you play hard, leave it in the yard. Any little pussy going to bend him. Get a little pussy and show him. As a little pussy run below him. You run a little walk, staying up the stroke. As a little pussy get to know him.
Was a tomcat, a wonderful tomcat, who had all the usual faults. But this cat was different. What made him so different was his inclination to waltz. Each night this cat would glow as he picked up his fiddle and bow.
Thank you. It's not hard to figure out when something is wrong with your cats.
Meow, meow, meow.
Cats, you know, are terribly sensitive to human feelings, and when your cats seem to be off, the problem may be you.
Oh, Muffy and Snowball, you get it, don't you? I am unable to bond with another human being. You have each other. I have no one. Why? What's wrong with me?
There's nothing wrong with you, dear. The problem is that you've been buying your cat supplies at a big warehouse discount store. And if you just shopped at Bertha's, you're more likely to run into people who share your interests.
Hi.
Hi.
Do you know anything about flea collars?
Yeah, sure. Oh, be still, my beating heart. Tall with dark wavy hair, strong pectorals, and excellent diction. My type.
So, anyway, I have two cats, Fred and Ginger.
Oh.
One black, one tabby, 5 years old.
Same age as Muffy and Snowball.
So I want to take them with me on vacation this fall.
Okay.
Listen, do you know anything about cat-friendly hotels in the San Francisco area?
Just you and the cats?
Yes. Why?
Buy your cat products at a store that's devoted to cats. It's a way to meet people who share your interests.
Meow, 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 meow.
Dear kitten, I've been meaning to tell you, there's this one window in the house that's lower than all of the other windows, and it's very weird. There are these cats that live on the other side of it, and apparently now a dog, too. In the beginning, it was not friendly, more of a standoff, but I tried to break the ice. I said, "Who are you, and what's your name?" And you know what? He said exactly the same thing at the same time. It was like we read each other's mind. And here's the kicker. We have exactly the same name. How weird is that? In any case, over time it's gotten a bit annoying. You know, I bathe myself, so does he. I jump, he jumps. It got to the point where I just said, "Stop copying me." And you know what's crazy? He said exactly the same thing. And all of a sudden, I was like, whoa, maybe I'm the one who's copying him. You know, is there such a thing as free will? Where do our poops go when they disappear from the litter box? I don't know. My mind was blown. In any case, I wanted to warn you about these cats that just copy us constantly. There should be a word for that. Impersona cat? Mimic kitty? I don't know.
Fly, 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 fly. I'm a cat, cat. Kitty-o, scratching at the screen door. Kitty-o, scratching at the screen door. Little bag of bones, been out all night. He needs some petting and loving on his head. He needs some petting and loving on his rain soaked hide. He's circling around my ankle. He's circling around my ankle. He needs some petting and loving on his hide. Hey, kitty, won't you come inside?
Kitty, I'm a foot and I want to touch it. Kitty, I'm a foot and I want to touch it. Kitty, I'm a foot and I want to touch it. Kitty, I'm a foot and I want to touch it. Kitty, I'm a foot and I want to touch it. Kitty, I'm a foot and I want to touch it. Kitty, I'm a foot and I want to touch it. Kitty, I'm a foot and I want to touch it.
Meow, 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 meow. A pussy purring and looking so satisfied. Pussy purring and looking so satisfied. I'm lost in his little yellow round eye. Lost in his little yellow round eye. Pussy purring and looking so satisfied. A kitty rarp and scratch me through my jeans. Kitty rarp and scratch me through my jeans. Fuck you, kitty, you're gonna spend the night. Fuck y'all gonna spend the night. Fuck you, kitty. Y'all gonna spend the night outside.
Kitty, I'm a foot and I wanna touch it. Kitty, I'm a foot and I wanna touch it. Kitty, I'm a foot and I wanna touch it. Kitty, I'm a foot and I wanna touch it. Kitty, I'm a foot and I wanna touch it. Kitty, I'm a foot and I wanna touch it. Kitty, I'm a foot and I wanna touch it. Kitty, I'm a foot and I wanna touch it.
Bird, what do you say? I'm sorry, I have a little excess Super Bowl in my system. I got to get out of it. Not easy to do when you're up here in New England. The Patriots have been in four of the five Super Bowls I've seen since I've been here, and they've won three of them. So they've won three out of four Super Bowls since I've been here. This is my fifth Super Bowl as a Mainer, and you know what? I'm sick of it, but I will tell you this. I like Tom Brady or Bill Belichick all you want or hate him, but I will tell you this. I recognize genius when I see it, and my hat is off. And that goes double for you, Edelman. All right. Anyway, we have a cat show this week because, of course, Friday. Friday is cat day this year. And so if you have a kitty cat, bring it around the stereo or whatever you're using and share this with them, because we got a bunch of cat songs, starting with a couple of Calypso numbers, Byron Lee and the Dragonairs, and Kitty Cat. Cat first was a guy named Crazy from 2012. Cheryl Wheeler from 2009, the cat accountant. I don't advise that. Unless your cat knows how to work a computer. The Waltzing Cat with intro from Florian Zabak on the violin from 1951. Bertha's Kitty Boutique. And then another commercial from Dear Kitten. Those were all over the place at about, I don't know, 14 or 15, something like that. Let's see, the Cat Helicopter song, not Parry Grip. That was Synapse and Kitzler. Synapse and Kitzler. And then we did hear Parry Yap with the Laser Cat Bowling Ghost Cats. I have no idea who that was, but been quite a quite an earworm on my end. Hopefully yours too. The Pussycat Rock was Pepe Deluxe, the Presidents of the United States of America. Not that clown we got there now, but these guys from Cleveland. That was Kitty. I think they're from Cleveland. Anyway, Putty Cat was Wade Curtis and the Rhythm Rockers on the Norton label. And then the McCoys, not the real McCoys, but just the McCoys from way back when. That was Full-Grown Cat on the RCA Victor label. All right, sharpen your claws, babies, because here we go.
My cat, she pleaded, and my cat, she cried, for me to open up the door and let her go outside. Then she sat on the lawn underneath a tree, pretending that she couldn't hear me as I said, "Cat, you better come on home." I said, "Cat, you better come on home. There's dogs in the dark waiting to attack, and cat hawks looking for a late night snack. So, cat, you better come on home." My cat, she turned and she tossed her head. "I may or may not come," she said. "I'm a cat who's deeply dissatisfied. I'll let you know when I decide." I said, "Cat, you better come on home." I said, "Cat, you better come on home. I'll close this door and I'll lock this bolt. You can spend the night in the snow and the cold. So, cat, you better come on home." She said, "I'd rather be a cat that meets a terrible fate than live with a man who don't appreciate that a cat is independent and a true highbrow demands a little high-class chow. I've seen the food that you feed your guests, the turkey and the tuna and the chicken breast. Do you share it with your cat? No, you don't, no way. Not the poached perch, liver, pate." And I said, "Cat, shagging on in here," I said. I said, "Cat, you better come on home. I'm not about to stand here and argue with a cat. Now, what would the next door neighbors think of that? So, cat, you better come on home." "Well, I never," she said, and she turned in a huff. "You've seen the last of your old cat Puff." She left with a honk, a sardonic laugh. She left for a year and a half. I felt so bad, full of guilt and shame. I walked around town just calling her name, with a great big plate of Chateaubriand and some tuna fish in my hand. And I said, "Please come home." I said, "Please come home. Come on, old Puff, come home with us. I got a lot of fringe benefits I'd like to discuss. So, cat, oh, please come home." I saw her 6 months later in a cat magazine. She was a number one TV cat food queen with a fat contract with a cat food firm. Her hair was done up in a perm. You could tell it was Puff, though this cat was wrapped in a white mink stole and her teeth were capped. She was lying on a beach in the town of Greece. She changed her name to Clarice. I said, "Cat, you better come home now, baby." I said, "Cat, about time that you came home. You're a top cat now and you're riding high, but they dump you in the river when the well runs dry. So, cat, woo-hoo, better come home." Sure enough, she came back one day last fall. She was on her last leg. She could barely crawl with a great big tail dragging on the ground because you weighed about 89 pounds. She looked like something that the cat dragged in with her tongue hanging out on her double chin. Great big bags underneath her eyes. She said, "It's me, surprise. Oh, cat, so glad, so glad, so glad you came home. So glad that you came home. No need to explain, my old cat friend. I'm just glad to have you back again. So, cat, so glad you came home." I picked her up like a big first sack. She said, "Easy, Jack. I got a salmon on the back. I got a big salmon habit. That's no lie. I got to go cold turkey on the tuna fish pie." If other cats could only know to hang their hats on the status quo, cause the very worst thing that a cat can do is to make all its dreams come true. So, cats, we better go home. Oh, cats, time to go home. Dogs in the dark waiting to attack, and cat hawks looking for a late night snack. So, cats, it's time to go home. You can seek your fortune, but nevertheless, remember your name and your address. And cats, oh, you beautiful Chicago cats, I believe it's time. I hate to be the one to say it, but it's true. I'm afraid it's time to go.
Lucky black cat, lucky black cat, lucky for me to meet you like that. Oh, lucky black cat, let's go for a roll. Won't you follow me home? I've had no luck this morning. I'm lonely just like you.
So don't just sit there yawning. We'll have enough luck for two.
Lucky black cat, come along home and hang up your hat. Oh, lucky black cat, let's go for a roll. Won't you follow me home? When you're outside of any door, you'll always find a friend. Lucky black cat, lucky black cat, all on your own, let out on the mat. Oh, lucky black cat, let's go for roam. Won't you follow me home? Lucky black cat, lucky black cat, lucky for me to meet you like that. Oh, lucky black cat, let's go for roam. Won't you follow me home? That doggy in the window is far too dear for me.
I'd rather have a black cat
upon my family tree.
You've got nine lives, I've got one.
We could have 10 times the fun. Lucky black cat, let's go for a roam. Won't you follow me home? Kitty, kitty, won't you follow me home? Kitty, kitty, won't you follow me home? Lucky black cat.
Has anybody seen my kitty? Has anybody seen my cat? She has a wart at the end of her tail. Now what do you think of that? Down in the Mulligan's Alley, up in Finnegan's Flat. Kitty, 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 puss, puss, puss. Has anybody seen my cat? I looked in the cellar and I looked in the attic and I looked in every tree. I hope she's only playing cat and mouse with me. Has anybody seen my kitty? Has anybody seen my cat? She has a wart at the end of her tail. Has anybody seen my cat? She has a wart at the end of her tail. Now, what do you think of that?
I even looked in Callahan's Bakery and talked to the butcher, Pat.
Kitty, 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 puss, puss, puss. Has anybody seen my cat? I'd scream and I'd holler and get hot in the collar every time she'd start to meow. Give $1 million to hear her meowing now. Has anybody seen my kitty? Has anybody seen my cat? She has a wart at the end of her tail. Has anybody seen my cat?
If there's someone in the city doesn't want a little kitty, tell them put the little kitty in a basket. Leave the little basket outside our door, and we'll love the little kitty forevermore. Wrap the kitty warm, you never know about a storm, and we don't want a little kitty with a sneezing. We'll hug her and we'll squeeze her, never, never tease her. Want a little kitty in a basket. Don't matter about the color of her nosy. She's a feller or a girl. Don't have to be as pretty as a posy. And we promise not to laugh if she only has a half a head. If there's there's someone in the city doesn't want a little kitty, tell them put the little kitty in a basket. Leave the little basket outside our door, and we'll love the little kitty forevermore. Saving up a dollar and we're gonna buy a collar, sawed in the 5 and 10 when we pass dead. Don't want a little biscuit or a little basket, want a little kitty in a basket. We'll warm her milk and dress her in pajamas. We'll make a bed for her in daddy's shoes. And if she starts in crying for her mama, she can bring along her mama and her sisters and her brothers too. If there's someone in the city doesn't want a little kitty, tell them put the little kitty in a basket. Leave the little basket outside our door, and we'll love the little kitty forevermore.
We'll be going now, but if you hear a cat meow, and then she's looking for a home, please won't you ask it.
We'll really love it so, and never let her go.
We want a little kitty in a basket.
I woke one wintry morning, the snow was falling thick. A tragedy I witnessed, and it cut me to the quick. A stony-hearted neighbor drove the cat from her backyard. I wiped the teardrop from me eye and said, don't be so hard. Oh, don't do that to the poor puss cat. No, 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 no. Don't do that to the poor puss cat. Please don't treat it so. Do not drive your cat away. You might be a pussy cat yourself someday. So don't do that to the poor puss cat. No, 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 no.
Her hair just pasted down, for she's afraid of rats. she's got the neighbors talking, and they don't think she's right. For you can hear her calling cats at any time of night.
Kitty, 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 kitty. Here, Puss. Come, Puss. Just a little bit. That's enough of it. Kitty, 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 kitty. Kitty, 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 kitty.
Meow, meow.
That's a pussycat ray. Kitty, 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 kitty. Kitty, 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 kitty.
Here, Puss. Come, Puss. Just a little bit. That's enough of it.
Kitty, 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 kitty.
Underneath my window at 12 o'clock at night, they either serenade the moon or else they'll start a fight. Out comes my old maid sister and calls each one by name. Someday she'll lose her pussycat if she keeps up that game.
Into the house, or I can see her finish. Here comes a coon with a big bulldog.
You tiny, 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 tiny.
Lay down there. What's the matter with you, boy?
Oh, say, you horrid man. Why don't you call your dog away?
I can't hold that dog, lady. There can't nobody hold that dog. The minute you see a cat, simply impossible. Ain't it, Jerry?
Well, if you don't go away, I'll call a policeman.
Say, lady, the cops won't go near that dog. Besides, I can't hold him no longer, nohow.
All right, then. Let the dog go. But you'll wish you hadn't. You'll be sorry I gave you fair warning.
You gave me warning, eh? You say that I'll be sorry? Go on, Jerry. Go for that old Molly Bruiser and eat her up. Take her, take
her. Go for him, Tiny. Give it to him. Give it to him, Tiny. Go for him.
What kind of a cat did you say that was?
Why, she's nothing but a little tame house cat.
Lady, that ain't no tame cat. That cat done made my bulldog look like a monkey. That's a wild cat.
Kitty, 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 kitty. Kitty, 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 kitty.
Here, Puss. Come, Puss. Just a little bit. That's enough of it.
Kitty, 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 kitty.
There's one pet I love to pet, and every evening we get set. I stroke it every chance I get. It's my girl's pussy. Never scampers, never purrs, but I love the thrills it stirs. And it's so cheap because it's hers. It's my girl's pussy. Sometimes it goes out at night, returns at break of dawn. No matter what the weather's like, it's always nice and warm. Always neat and always clean, never bossy, never mean. Works just like a clean machine. That's my girl's pussy. All right, little pussy, come to daddy now.
Meow.
That's it. What do you say to me?
Meow, meow, meow.
That's what I like to hear. Now listen, I got something to say to you, too.
Meow.
Goes like this. You like it?
Meow.
I thought you would. Listen, one more thing to tell you. Now. Sometimes it goes out at night, returns at break of dawn. No matter what the weather's like, it's always nice and warm. Never scampers, never purrs, But I like the thrills it stirs, and it's so cheap because it's hers. It's my girl's pussy. Woof, woof. Yes.
Dear kitten, there's a responsibility I've been meaning to tell you about. It involves the room with the forbidden water bowl. As a kitten, I discovered that it is our duty to accompany the humans every time they go in there. Yes, every time. It's our job to remind them that they need to stand up after a while. One time I forgot, and that poor thing was there for like a half an hour. Her legs must have been completely numb. I studied the humans' movements, and I tried to mimic their behavior, but there was some sort of protective seal that only they seemed to be able to remove. What I've come to understand is that they must absorb the water through their backsides. Judging by the sounds they make, it must be a strenuous process. Then they use the butt paper to dry themselves. Why someone would choose to use that when they have a perfectly good tongue is beyond me. I've found my own uses for the butt paper. It's definitely not good for eating, a little dry for my taste, but it feels fantastic on the claws. And if you wrap yourself in it, it's like your own private cloud, like peaceful, soft. It's a place where you lose yourself, but at the same time, you find yourself. There really is nothing better. Actually, I take that back. Napping in a shoe is better. I miss that. Cherish it, kitten. One day you'll be too big for even the biggest boot. And that is not a metaphor.
Everybody wants to be a cat, because the cat's the only cat who knows where it's at. Everybody's picking up on that feline beat, cause everything else is obsolete.
Obsolete.
A squirm with a horn makes you wish you weren't born every time he plays.
But with a square in the act, you can set music back to the caveman days.
I've heard some corny birds who tried to sing, but still the cat's the only cat who knows how to swing, who wants to dig a long hair gig and stuff like that. When everybody wants to be a cat,
a square with a horn makes you wish you weren't born every time he plays. But with a square in the act, you can set music back to the caveman days.
Everybody wants to be a cat, because the cat's the only cat who knows where it's at.
When playing cats, you always has a welcome man,
cause everybody digs a swinging cat, cat.
A strange conversation captured my imagination. I thought I was dreaming, I thought I was going crazy. Next to where I sat, Papa Rat was questioning Mama Rat.
How the pussy so fat?
Tell ma,
how the pussy so fat?
He never uses to look like that.
How the pussy so fat?
Hey pussy, I get no fish, no meat, no milk, no butter to eat. 3 months now we ain't catch a rat.
How the pussy so fat?
How the pussy so fat?
Tell me.
How the pussy so fat?
I wanna know.
How the pussy so fat?
Hey. And 3 months now we ain't catch a rat.
How the pussy so fat?
It's really a mystery. How pussy looking so healthy? Really puzzling me. What have him looking so frisky? He's suffering daily. Pussy should be looking quaily.
Maybe it's the queen that
does juke with. We agree with him.
How the pussy so fat?
Tell me
how the pussy so fat?
He never uses to look like that.
How the pussy so fat?
Hey pussy, I
get no fish, no meat, no milk, no butter to eat. 3 months now we ain't catch a rat.
How the pussy so fat? How the pussy so fat?
Tell me.
How the pussy so fat?
I wanna know.
How the pussy so fat?
Hey. And 3 months now we ain't catch a rat.
How the pussy so fat?
How the pussy living? Tell me where it is he
eating
that could have him looking tick tick like a
hot boy dumpling.
Pussy have me frightened. Don't tell me but don't dig nothing.
Pussy looking strong.
Give me piece of rope, I go tie him down.
How the pussy so fat?
Tell my
how the pussy so fat?
He never uses to look like that.
How the pussy so fat?
Hey pussy, I get no fish. No milk, no butter to eat. 3 months now we ain't catch a rat.
How the pussy so fat?
Papa rat.
How the pussy so fat?
Tell me
how the pussy so fat?
He never uses to look like that.
How the pussy so fat?
Hey pussy, I get no fish, no meat, no milk, no butter to eat. 3 months now we ain't catch a rat.
How the pussy so fat?
How the pussy so fat?
Tell me
how the pussy so fat?
I wanna know.
How the pussy so fat?
If you got mousy trouble, if you have a mouse around the house, I'm just the cat who can see to that. Say goodbye, Mr. Mouse, 'cause I love to eat those mousies. Mouse is what I love to eat. I love to bite the little heads off. I love to nibble on their tiny feet. Take care of your mouses. See they are well fed. Leave out some cheese. Turn off the light. Then you can go to bed. Love to eat them mousies. Mousies, what I love to eat. I love to bite the little heads off. I love to nibble on their tiny, tiny feet. I want a mousy burger, Thermidor, mousy stew, mouse fondue. I want that big red one on the floor. I love to eat them mousies. Mousies, what I love to eat. I
love to bite your hands off. Ooh, yes, I do. I love to nibble on their tiny, tiny feet. Never find no mouses, Dante's down the hatch. Park your motorbike at the Mousy Magic Market. Mike, you better pick me up a badge. Love to eat them mouses. Mouse is what I love to eat.
That's such a treat, yeah.
I love to bite the little hands off. I love to nibble on the tiny, tiny feet.
No, 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 no. You did not hear this earlier. No. No, you didn't. I swear you didn't. No, this is the Boston Pops. You heard Florian Zabek before. Completely different thing. Anyway, let's see where we've been going with this here. We started with Jingle Cats, I guess that was. The Crawling in My Skin, which is another one of those wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning sweating type of earworm things. Trust me, I've tested it. Garrison Keillor, Cat. Oh, Cat, the Lucky Cat, the Lucky Black Cat was the Deep River Boys from 1954. Tex Ritter, also from 1954. Has anybody seen My Kitty? The Kitty in a Basket was Jimmy Boyd and Gayla Peavy. I bet you could not tell those two apart. I certainly couldn't, and I think they're about the same age. They're probably about 11 or so then. I don't know. Anyway, don't do that to the poor puss cat was Billy Murray from 1928. Thought I'd put a little credit on my Bill Murray account. Let's see. The Pussycat Rag was Ada Jones and the Peerless Quartet, with or without Billy Murray, I don't know, from 1914. Ian Whitcomb, My Girl's Pussy. Let's see. Another one of those Dear Kitten thingamajigs about the forbidden water bowl. Nudge, nudge, wink, wink. Everybody Wants to Be a Cat was Acapella Tridbull, I guess is what he is. Mighty Sparrow, the Fat Pussycat, and the Rat. And then the Mouse Eating Blues. That's right. You've read the comic. You've seen the shirt. There's a song from Mike Whitney from the Kleban masterpiece. Anyway, I'd like to thank my three kitties. My co-producer, Jersey, who's been with me for 15 years now. She's going to be 16 in March. We have Gilly, who's been here for almost 3 years, and then Jack, who hasn't been here a year yet, but has taken over the whole place, and everybody loves him, all the cats even. None of my cats has ever liked or tolerated any of the others. Weird. But I want to thank Sam. I want to thank Tiger. I especially want to thank Lucy and Red and the legendary Ozzy, as well as our support cats from elsewhere. We have Dolce. We have Buddy. We have Arya, Sasha, and Clyde. And I mean my friend Buddy from Tokyo, Tracy's cat. And I will tell you this. I have had 4 male cats, and I end up calling all of them Buddy. So there you go, including Jack. I'll see you next week with more tales of woe and perhaps a nice song.
Streams down, soon the world will be asleep. Neighbors with candles around the garden creep.
Where's that cat? Where is that wandering boy tonight? Hear the neighbors nightly call. Puss, 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 puss. Come down from that garden wall. Puss, 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 puss. Is she night when time to retire. Where's Tom? He's out with Mariah, asking her if she'll be his little puss. Puss, 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 puss.
Cabbies and Persians are heard for many miles, broadcasting grand opera high up on the tiles.
Who knows what things they flock? Mex cats don't carry tails. Hear the neighbors nightly call, puss, 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 puss. Come down from that garden wall, puss, 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 puss.
Each night when time to retire, where's Tom?
He's out with Mariah, asking her if she'll be his little puss, 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 puss. Neighbors nightly call, puss, puss, puss. Come down from that garden wall, puss, 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 puss.
Each night when time to retire, where's Tom? He's out with Mariah,
asking her if she'll be here. Puss, 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 puss.
Tippy, 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 tippy.
George, come back to bed and leave the cats alone. There you are. Now we'll want a new toilet set.
Well, old Mr. Johnson had troubles all his own. He had an old yeller cat that wouldn't leave home. Trying everything he knew to get the cat to stay away. Even took him up to Canada and told him for to stay. But the cat came back the very next day. Thought he was a goner, but the cat came back 'cause he wouldn't stay away. Well, they gave a boy a dollar for to set the cat afloat, and he took him up the river in a sack in a boat. Now the fishing it was fine till the news got around that the boat was missing and the boy was drowned. But the cat came back the very next day. They thought he was a goner, but the cat came back 'cause he wouldn't stay away. Well, the farmer on the corner said he chewed him on sight. He loaded up his gun full of rocks and dynamite. The explosion was heard all over town. Little pieces of the man was all that they found. But the kitty came back the very next day. Thought he was a goner, but the cat came back 'cause he wouldn't stay away. Well, they gave him to a man going up in the balloon, and they told him for to leave him with the man in the moon. The balloon had busted, back to Earth did head. 7 miles away they picked the man up dead. But the kitty came back the very next day. They thought he was a goner, but the cat came back 'cause he wouldn't stay away. Well, they finally found a way this cat for to fix. They put him in an orange crate on Route 66. Come a 10-ton truck with a 20-ton load, scattered pieces of the orange crate all down the road. But the cat came back the very next day. They thought he was a goner, but the cat came back 'cause he wouldn't stay away. Then they took him to the shop where the meat was ground, and they dropped him in the hopper when the butcher wasn't round. Well, the cat disappeared with a blood-curdling shriek, and the town's meat tasted furry for a week. But the cat came back the very next day. They thought he was a goner, but the cat came back 'cause he wouldn't stay away. Then they took him to Cape Canaveral, and they put him in a place. They shot him in a rocket going way out in space. And they finally thought the cat was out of human reach. Next day they got a call from Miami Beach, and the cat came back the very next day. They thought he was a goner, but the cat came back 'cause he wouldn't stay away.
I was a crazy cat for many the year. My years are advancing, now I sleep in my chair. But old Mr. Johnson still wants me to play. If I don't get active, he'll send me away. I'm yellow tabby, kind of flabby, and I'm coming home. And if you don't like me, then leave me alone. I'll eat when I'm hungry, and I'll sleep when I'm tired. And if you try to wake me, you'll wish you had died.
His neighbor ambushed me, wish shotgun and dynamite. My cat senses warned me, so I put up a fight. I clawed at his cigarette, it fell to the floor. It lit the dynamite as I ran out the door.
Kaboom!
I'm your town kind of flappy, and I'm coming home. And if you don't like me, then leave me alone. I'll eat when I'm hungry, and I'll sleep when I'm tired. And if you try to wake me, you'll wish you had died.
He gave me to a boy with a dollar and a note to drown me in the river when we were afloat. I saw the rope come towards me and let out a yowl. The boat tipped on over, the poor boy was drowned.
Gurgle, 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 gurgle. I'm yellow tabby, kind of flabby, and I'm coming home. And if you don't like me, then leave me alone. I'll eat when I'm hungry, I'll sleep when I'm tired. And if you try to wake me, you'll wish you had died.
Gave me to a man going up in a balloon. I clung to his head, I am no buffoon. The man tried to free me, but then lost control. I stole his parachute as he crashed into the knoll.
Curse, splat!
I'm a yellow tabby,
kind of flabby, and I'm coming home. And if you don't like me, then leave me alone. I'll eat when I'm hungry, and I'll sleep when I'm tired. And if you try to wake me, you'll wish you had died.
Off the light so I wouldn't look around. The food processor came closer to me. I jumped to the floor. He tripped, luckily.
Crunch.
I'm yellow tabby,
kind of flabby, and I'm coming home. And if you don't like me, then leave me alone. I'll eat when I'm hungry, I'll sleep when I'm tired. And if you try to wake me, you'll wish you had died.
Mr. Johnson, Mr. Johnson, I know you hate me, but I have 9 lives. Haven't even 3. Blessed are the cat lovers, blessed are all kitties. So love me or leave me alone for to sleep.
I'm a yellow tabby, kind of flabby, and I'm coming home. And if you don't like me, then leave me alone. I'll eat when I'm hungry, I'll sleep when I'm tired. And if you try to wake